Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, which we record every week in the McHugh Center Studio. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. And joining me today is Kanan Severin, a third-year wide receiver on the UVA football team, which plays the Richmond Spiders at 3:30 Saturday afternoon at Scott Stadium. Kanan, thanks for stopping by. How's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well. You caught a total of 6 passes for 46 yards in your first 2 seasons here. You caught 5 passes for 55 yards last weekend in the opener against UCLA. What was it like for you to finally get an opportunity to show what you can do on the field?
Definitely felt great. I mean, like you said, saying those stats right there, I mean, a lot of hard work had to go in for me to change around, you know, those 6 catches in the past my first 2 years, and then do that in the first half for, you know, my third year, starting off my third year. So that definitely took a lot of hard work in the off season, and I mean, I was just doing my job on Saturday, you know, going there, catching the ball, going hard every rep, you know, just trying to improve every down, every single play I had.
Well, other than Timmy Smith, most of the wideouts from last season are still in the program. Yeah. So what did you do specifically in spring practice and in the off season to earn a spot in the rotation?
You know, I definitely had I feel like I knew that, you know, that wasn't me, the guy that was, you know, so Andre Lavroni actually told me the other day, you know, you had to be 84 to get to number 9. You know, so I feel like
Yeah, you changed numbers this year.
Yeah, so I feel like I had to change my whole perspective of everything, and my work ethic, what I was eating, you know, the weight room, you know, everything. So, you know, it all started in spring ball for me, where I really decided that I was going to change and just you know make the most out of this opportunity, you know, playing at the University of Virginia. And that started with, you know, doing extra and, you know, going over all the plays and the alignments, assignments in spring, and that rotated and that transformed in the summer, you know, still doing that in the summer, again with Dave Wofford and Matt Johns, and just really trying to just, you know, improve every single day. And that really helped me. And you know, I feel like I'm, you know, reaping the benefits a little bit, but I want more. I want to see more improvement. And I know I can do better.
You played as a true freshman in 2012, then again last season, which means you're already at the midpoint of your college career. Mm-hmm. Do you have a greater sense of urgency because of that, because your first 2 years were not that productive?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that. I mean, I feel like time is this. No one can buy time. You know, there's a saying, Father Time is undefeated. So, I mean, when my time was – I'm over the hump. You know, I've done 2 years and I have 2 left. So I don't want to look back 10 years from now and say, I wish I did that, I wish I did this. Like, I want to do everything I can right now, everything to the best of my ability, and I'm just going to keep on trying to just do my job, work hard every day, find a way to get better. And, I mean, you know, that was definitely a reason that, you know, I wanted to, you know, push this thing to the next level. I mean, time, like this. Everyone's fighting time. Yeah.
Yeah, your hometown is Marlboro, Massachusetts, about 30 miles west of Boston.
Yeah.
Were you born and raised in New England?
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of an accent, do you,
if any? Nah. I feel like I'm a little too far away from the city to have a Boston accent. Jack McDonald from Dorchester, you know, he's right in the heart. Yeah, he's definitely got a Boston accent. But, yeah, I was born and raised in New England. I was born in Framingham, Massachusetts, and I lived in Marlboro, Massachusetts my whole life, so.
So you transferred from your local public high school to a private school when you were in the 10th grade, right? Mm-hmm. What was your experience at Worcester Academy like? What did that do for you?
That definitely life-changing move, no doubt in my mind. I went to Marlboro High School, and I grew up in Marlboro, so I'm with all my friends and with everyone, and that was just awesome times. And I mean, I live literally from McHugh to JPJ. I live across the street from my high school, basically. And, you know, so I was wanted to go there my whole life and play sports there. And, you know, my dad saw the opportunity to go to transfer to Worcester Academy and repeat my 10th grade. And I think that was definitely one of the best choices I've ever made, my dad's ever made. You know, repeating the 10th grade, that definitely helped me at a maturity level, and definitely helps me now. You know, I'm, you know, way older than people in my class, so that definitely helps me now. And but first years at Worcester Academy, that was definitely some tough times. You know, I boarded there too. I lived there for 3 years, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. I lived there. So, I mean, that's different than just having a home cooked meal, eating a dining hall for 3 years. And, you know, we had study hall every night, and we had, study hall every night and stuff like that. So that was just kind of, but that translated, you know, to how things are going to be when you go to college. And that's why it helped me so much. I was adapted when we had study hall here, rather than a person that went to public school for 4 years and didn't really have to do study hall, didn't have to do that. And just living away from home, you know, that helped me as well. So, I mean, Worcester Academy, meeting all those people there. And also the fact that at Worcester Academy, they've had, you know, success athletically with, you know, with individual players and their programs, stuff like that. I mean, there's a place that's had Cole Brennan there and quarterback. He used to play for Hawaii and played in the NFL a little while. You know, Jared Jack, point guard in the NBA. They've had Olympic athletes there and stuff like that. So when you're a place like that, I feel like they know how to, you know, maybe work with you better. And, you know, they've seen people like you. They know what it takes to get where you want to get.
And you played, I hear you were a pretty good basketball player in high school. Yeah. Did you play with some big-time guys too?
Yeah, I played basketball as well. And, you know, played AAU. That was like real big for me. My 9th grade, 10th grade year. I know I played with guys like Caleb Tarzewski, the big man at Arizona. Alex Murphy. He went to Duke. Now at Florida. Mike Carter Williams. And this guy just won Rookie of the Year. That's something that's crazy. This guy won Rookie of the Year. Proud of him. You know, so I played with him. He was our point guard. And you know, one of my best friends, Zach August. He's big man at Notre Dame.
Yeah, he played us last year.
Yeah. I was sitting right behind their bench that game. So, I mean, that's one of my best friends. We're both from Marlborough, Massachusetts. We grew up together. And so,
what about your football recruitment? And how'd you end up at Virginia? You had a lot of scholarship offers, didn't you, from major programs?
Yeah, I mean, I'll never forget when we went to go visit Penn State. It's back when Joe Paterno was still the coach there, and they faced Alabama. And it was Penn State versus Alabama, and we the game's packed. There's 110,000 people there, and it's kind of an unreal experience. And you kind of look around, and like as a kid, 17-year-old, 18-year-old kid, you're like, man, this is me. Like, I got to come here. And then this is after, you know, maybe two or three trips to Virginia, and we loved everything we saw at Virginia. I remember my dad goes, you know, I know that you liked it here, and I know that, you know, he thought everything was great, but that's just based on football. If you make the decision right now, it's based on football. And if you go to Penn State, it'd be based on a 4-year decision. If you go to Virginia, that's a 40-year decision based on their degree here. And then also looking at, you know, they went 8-4 at the Chick-fil-A bowl game and stuff like that. And then Coach London recruited me, and Coach Moore recruited me, Coach Reed recruited me. And those guys just want in your corner. Those guys, I mean, you got anyone. Those are one of the best people I've ever met in my life. So, I mean, I feel like it's an opportunity I couldn't let go.
You took questions yesterday on a highly entertaining conference call with reporters, and you mentioned that you have worked with Randy Bird, who's the athletic department's head nutritionist.
Yeah.
How has he helped you?
He's helped me a lot. He's helped me a lot, and that also started in the spring when I realized that I wanted to take this to the next level, like I said, and I didn't want anything to hinder my success. And before I was maybe 227 pounds. That's probably the most I've ever weighed. And like 15% body fat, which was absurd at that time.
So what are you now?
I'm about 7-8% now. So.
And your weight?
About 210.
Okay.
After practice, maybe 204 after all that sweat.
So 20 pounds basically,
close to 20 pounds, so. I mean, he helped me a lot. It came to a point where, like I said, I was sending him pictures of everything I was eating, everything I was putting in my body, you know, so I didn't want to, because we met kind of a standstill, and, those pictures really put us over the hump, and that really kept moving, losing weight, I mean, that's helped me so much with, you know, getting off the line, creating right. separation. As a receiver, I think that's the biggest thing, just getting open. I mean, sure, you could run a 4.7, 4.4. If you can't get open, then it's hard to be useful.
Another nugget that emerged from the conference call is the fact that you are something of an authority on Matt Johns, who's a guy most people outside the program knew very little about before the UCLA game. Mm. So you call him Matty Fresh and Johnsy Football?
Yeah, Matty Fresh. That's Matty Fresh right there from straight out of PA. That's my man right there. Yeah.
You talked about the connection you and Matt have on and off the field. You both came here in the summer of 2012. Mm-hmm. Have you been friends from day one?
Yeah, probably since day one. I mean, well, definitely since day one. We talked a little before we even got to school. So I really didn't know anyone before, when I came here, and we talked a little before school. So that definitely helped. And ever since then, I mean, he's probably one of the closest friends, one of the best friends I ever made at the University of Virginia. So.
Coach London made it clear this week that both Matt and Grayson Lambert will play Saturday against Richmond. People outside the program often worry that not having a clear number one quarterback can divide a football team. Is that a legitimate concern in this case?
You know, I feel like after last week, it'd be hard to, you know, after the performance that Matt had, it'd be hard to just tell Grayson that he's not a starter anymore, he's not going to play anymore. Because, you know, a lot of things I don't think were exactly his fault. So for that to be a concern, I mean, no, not I wouldn't say that's a major concern right now. I mean, it's still week two. We still have a lot of things to improve on. And, I mean, maybe someone could separate from one another. If I could tell the future, I wouldn't be here.
Does it help for the rest of the guys on the offense, the fact that Matt and Grayson have similar playing styles? You know, they're both drop-back guys. I know Matt's probably a little more mobile, but doesn't seem like the offense changes a whole lot when one guy comes in.
I mean, I feel like that shouldn't even matter. We should just go do our job. There's going to be a guy in the red jersey throwing the ball anyway. I mean, I just got to do my job. O-line has to do their job, and we'll be all right. We can't focus on who's really back there. Coach London and Coach Fairchild, they're going to put back there who they think is going to give us the best opportunity to win. So that's all we just got to control what we can control.
On September 21st, 2013, UVA beat VMI 49-0. Virginia has not won since then, which means you'll have a chance Saturday to end a 10-game losing streak. How would you describe the team's mood as the game gets closer?
This is a must-win game. Just like last week, we planned for it as a must-win game. Every week we just train as a must-win game. Practice like it's a must-win. And the Richmond, we're treating them like UCLA. And then we'll treat Louisville like Richmond. It was a must-win game. We just got to keep on doing what we've been doing. We just have to just do our job. I mean, that's all we can really control. Whoever's coming here, where we have to go to play, just line them up and we'll go play them.
When you haven't won in so long, though, I would imagine there's maybe more hunger than at another time. You know, a lot of guys, it's been a long time since I walked off the field a winner.
Yeah, like you said, 10 weeks is a long time. So, I mean, we're just going to keep working hard. We're going to keep finding ways to get better, whether it's in the film room, whether it's on the field. And we're going to go out there and we're gonna play like it's must win. And that's what we're going to do.
This game has a million storylines, including the fact that Richmond plans to use two quarterbacks too, and those quarterbacks are Michael Strauss and Michael Rocco, who both began their college careers at UVA. Strauss was gone by the time you got here, right?
Yep, I never met Strauss.
What about Rocco? Were you guys close? You played with him for one season.
I played with Rocco for one season. Rocco's a cool. He's a cool dude. I mean, he was my freshman. I played true freshman, so he was the quarterback. Yeah, so it was good. I mean, it's going to be good to see him, but I mean, we're facing University of Richmond, not Rocco. I know that they have two guys that both played here, but I feel like we started looking into that, then that's going to throw off of what our job really is. And We got to go. We got to go out there and beat Richmond. Like you said, it's been 10 weeks.
All right. Before I let you go, your friends Luke and Kyle in the football video office wanted me to ask you this question. What would happen if you looked up right now and saw a squirrel loose in this room?
Oh, man. Wow. That is a question. They really asked. They asked that.
They did. They said they told me to ask you about squirrels.
And you see that door over there?
Yeah.
I'm out of in a heartbeat. I'm out of.
Where does the squirrel phobia come from?
Squirrel phobia. That's what we're calling it, huh? Man, I mean, the squirrels. I can't believe they asked this question. That's unbelievable. It's just crazy. I feel
you just don't like.
I just don't like them. If they get too close or whatever. I feel in Massachusetts they. Like they're scared of you down here. Like they just be walking right next. They're walking right next to you, walking next to you on the way to class. And I don't know. That kind of freaks me out. You know. So I just gotta keep my distance from them, and then I'll be all good.
All right, Kanan. Thanks again for your time. Best of luck Saturday against Richmond and for the rest of the season.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for having me.
For UVA Athletics, there are not a lot of events in Charlottesville this weekend, but the volleyball team is hosting the Cavalier Classic at Mim Gym on Friday and Saturday. And, of course, the football team plays Richmond at Scott Stadium on Saturday afternoon. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check VirginiaSports.com for updates on all 25 of our teams. And thanks for listening.